And now, fresh off his loss on Celebrity Apprentice, The Mike O'Mara Show is honored to welcome actor George Takei.
Turn that off. Turn that off.
New music for you.
Oh, my.
That's great. Don't you like it?
Oh, my.
Now, how?
Welcome, George Takei.
It's great to have you.
Well, it's great to be here. I love your show.
Can I get you something?
I think you perform it swimmingly.
Oh, well, thank you.
Can I get coffee, tea, toothbrush?
Tea?
Green tea.
Yeah.
I'll go get it.
Oh, I'm so exhausted.
Why?
Why so tired?
Well, it was quite an endeavor being on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, for
wasn't
that.
Wasn't it taped months ago?
Oh, yes, I was lying.
Oh, you tease.
You are a tease. Okay. All right.
Oh, my.
Hey, that was funny, right?
Why don't you introduce yourselves to me?
Okay, I'm Rob Spiewak.
Hello.
Oh, yes, hello.
I'm George Takei.
You know who's probably brokenhearted he's not here?
Who?
Mike.
Mike who?
Mike O'Mara. He's upstairs waxing.
Host of the program.
Oh, he's waxing.
But he'll be here for the regular bulk of the program.
Well, waxing is good. I'm a proponent of good hygiene.
There
you are. Wow, you know, that's
except
not
for the breath.
Not something I would have guessed.
Yes.
I'm Oscar Santana.
Well, hello.
Hello.
I knew you would like Oscar.
Hello. I've been waiting to meet you eagerly.
Oscar's from out of town, you see.
Oh. Yeah. What are you going to be doing? Something you'll be pursuing adventure?
No, just doing the show. Mm. No big deal.
He's Bolivian. He's a Latin man.
Did you ever watch Star Trek?
I did. The Next Generation, though.
Not the one you were.
I was on the original Star Trek. Yes.
Black and white.
I played Sulu.
No, it's color.
Sulu.
Hi, George.
Yes.
Hi, George.
Hello, Buzz.
Mike Elston. Buzz Burbank.
Oh, nice. He knows
nice to meet
Buzz.
You.
Well,
yeah.
Don't you? Isn't that a lovely, tight-fitting sweater?
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's quite a handshake you have there,
yes,
George.
Thank you. Well, I have been urged by my ancestors to always shake hands courageously.
Tell me of your ancestry.
Bravely.
Oh, my ancestry.
Yes, what of it?
In a land far away.
Yes, all the other Takeis?
Well, I was raised, of course, you know this, Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Now, what
doesn't she? Doesn't she have a good singing voice?
Does the word Takei, does it translate to something in English?
Yes, it is a Japanese for man-boy love.
Oh,
dear.
Yes.
Really?
No, I kid.
There you go again.
I've always thought if you
legs.
Can't laugh at yourself, then what can you laugh at?
Exactly.
Well,
odd
you should ask that. Have you met our business manager, Mark Ronick?
Hey there, George.
My lovely glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Are those FUBUs?
They are, actually.
Ooh, I knew you'd like them.
You can decorate my storefront window anytime.
Oh, thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes. And who's this young lad in the corner?
Well, RJ, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, what's your name?
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. RJ's going to do a bit.
Hi, I'm RJ.
All right.
Now you've met everyone. Like
you know what? I'm checking a Google Translate. Actually, Takei translates to bad idea.
It translates to blissful.
Does it?
Blissfully.
Yeah.
Yes. Why don't you ask me about my experience on The Celebrity Apprentice?
You were on The Celebrity Apprentice with the good-looking Donald Trump.
I tackled all of my duties eagerly.
How was that?
Oh, enthusiastically.
Oh, what?
Yes, of course. Deceivingly.
How did you feel you came off as
daintily, courageously, dreamily, blissfully, inquisitively?
Oh.
Oh, my.
Loves the adjective.
What was it like?
You see, I'm an idiot.
Oh, are you an idiot?
I'm really not intelligent.
You come off as very smart.
What I try to do is sound intelligent, but I'm a moron.
Were you ever out?
Anyone who watched The Celebrity Apprentice knows I'm a complete blithering idiot.
Well,
I'm barely one step above autistic.
At any point, were you outwitted by the brilliant Penn Jillette?
Penn Jillette is a wonderful.
You liked him.
He attacks life greedily.
Can you give me a...
greedily.
I'd love to see his sack.
Whoa.
You didn't?
I didn't. I bet it's enormous.
Well, was there any...
Would it make you laugh?
Filled with magic tricks.
Was there any man on the show there with you that you found particularly interesting?
Yeah, who didn't I?
Let me toss you some names.
Aiken, Arsenio.
What about Hall?
Arsenio was wonderful.
What about Hall?
Arsenio Hall?
Such long fingers.
Oh, he was wonderful. Long fingers.
Really?
He was a delight. Really? A true inspiration.
Well, good.
In what way?
I don't know. I'm dumb.
Yes. What about Gotti?
And, you might have to edit out the previous comment I made. I've offended a whole bunch of people.
No, I think you're fine.
What about all the Rain Mans in the audience are going to be offended. Yes, yes.
If you're going to...
What is that? Is that a shade of violet? Is your shirt violet?
No, this is actually baby
blue. I saw
blue.
You online. Very you were fine wearing stripes. A hot pink shirt.
I was.
And you know what I said when I saw that?
What's that?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I said, yes, oh, my, when I saw how bright it was as well.
Did you say it that quietly, or did you say it much broader?
That was actually the mellow oh, my.
Yes. Does it ever get broader?
I have a partner, you know.
You do?
And yeah. When he gets out of the shower, I normally just say, oh, my.
Oh. Tell
I sit on the toilet and wait for it.
Do you want to tell
we
us?
We didn't need that
with the
picture.
Lid down.
Well, still, we didn't need that picture.
I'm not doing the business.
Okay.
Oh, big potty.
What are you doing?
Big potty. I do big potty.
Yes, I'm sure you do.
Oh, my.
Yes, can none you tell bigger. Me of your
I call them my Takei logs.
Can you tell me about your partner?
My partner?
Yeah. Does he have a name?
He will go names.
Brad.
I'm going to.
Brad, you're right.
His real name's Brad.
Brad
I choose to honor his privacy.
Okay. Oh. If you had okay. a choice,
and Kimchi Breath.
No, oh, yes, I can tell.
And you weren't yes. in a partnership. Who would you like to be with on the panel?
Oh, as far as your panel or
panel
my celebrity or... apprentice?
No, right I think here. This panel
right here.
Right here. First of all, you know it's you. Of course it is. But as far as the Trump show, I don't care about any of the celebrities.
Really?
I'm interested in Mr. Trump's two sons.
Oh, Donald Jr.
Didn't see that yes. coming.
Oh, they're wonderful.
When you
I
saw
also
him...
enjoy the company of Debbie Gibson.
Really?
Wow. Yes. When yeah. you saw Donald... Wow. Can you laugh that way?
Certainly.
No. Yeah. Yes. Try to cover your mouth.
When
a
you
better.
Saw Donald Jr., Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, it was an inspirational moment for me.
Did it move?
It moved.
Oh.
As a matter of fact.
Why'd you ask that?
It's moving right now.
Oh, oh no.
Uh-oh.
And a little later, right. if you let me stay, uh-huh. I'll take it out and show you how much
I don't want to see that.
Little Sulu.
Shields up.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What's the concern here?
It's sexual.
What sexual concerns happen?
Well, I don't really know where babies come from.
You are 13. He's 13. Have you not spoken to the boy?
I had to explain to you how babies come.
I know, because my mother was illiterate, and she didn't educate me at all. But I don't want him to live through the torment. I was 21, boys, and totally uninformed. Things would happen to me in the downstairs world, and I would go to emergency. I'd say, what's happened? Have I been stung by a bee? And they'd laugh at me. And that's not the kind of thing I want to have happen to you. This is how babies are born. I want you to listen carefully. Papa Mailboy. Looks at the lady and says, oh, my God, is that Shalimar you're wearing? And you go up to her and sniff. You sniff her intensely. And the next thing you know, there's a writhing and there's a moaning and groaning. And that's just getting the pants off.
Oh, my goodness, it's like a puzzle.
But what is the answer to the puzzle?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Live from the Cappy Piper Studios, it's America's most beloved podcast, The Mike O'Mara Show, downloaded more than 12.5 million times and heard in 149 countries worldwide. You can call us. You haven't been doing that lately. Stop. I want them to call us. Hey, I want them to call us.
Maybe it's reverse psychology.
718-506-1625. That's 718-506-1625. Call us anytime about anything. And, you know, you don't necessarily always have to be just the people that are watching us on our video feed. You can be the people that know that we tape every day, usually every day, with 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there on either side, usually about 11 a.m. till noon Eastern time, Monday through Friday, and we do a bonus hour that we tape on Thursdays every single week. We usually keep to that schedule, so we would love to have you give us a call again at 718-506-1625. If you got something that's on your mind, we'll maybe put you on the radio or the radio show that's on the internet. Brought to you today by the DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn.
You.
Do it yourself easily, boy.
Yeah, boy.
With the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps it get water and nutrients. You know, it's that little thing where it puts little poops all over your lawn.
Right.
But they're
right.
really like little chunks of mud.
Uh-huh.
And mud.
It gives the roots more room to grow. Get more tips for a better lawn. Get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action and get up to $300 off right now.
Wow.
Just click the DR ad on our website. This is for our Vermont listeners especially because they make them up there.
Mm-hmm.
The DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right and another proud sponsor of our live stage show. Everybody's our live stage show.
Sure.
Isn't that nice?
Right? I mean, isn't that true? I mean, you're just going to...
We're very lucky.
This would be, Mark, I would imagine every sales pitch is a... And we'll make you part of our live stage show.
Sure.
Added
value. For a price.
It is added value.
You don't think he's giving that away, do you?
Well, if I can get to this right up front.
Okay.
We had a discussion about T-shirts. And this is where Mark became a little Mark on me yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah. And at the end...
Is he charging extra for neck holes again?
No. What it was we're going over our T-shirts for the event. And then at the end... was it either on the email or did you say that to me as far as the sponsors?
I think we spoke about it.
He said, here's the logo, and he said, and then we'll have the logo for the show on the back, and then the logo for the show on the front, and then we'll put the sponsors on it. And I'm like, whoa. I said, sponsors? I said, I thought the sponsors were going to be all over the
elsewhere,
room and stuff
right.
like that. You know, because, I mean, it's either a T-shirt for a concert,
right.
or it's a T-shirt for a 10K.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean?
Yeah, I suppose.
Right.
That's
right.
But, you know, you look out for the sponsors, don't you?
Well,
that's
yes.
his job.
You know, we decided that we were going to get some sponsors for this.
I don't want to look like Jimmy Johnson. If somebody buys a T-shirt, I don't want to look
it.
Like
well,
Jimmy
you don't have the hair.
Well.
What do you think?
About the hair?
Boys, I just open a topic and I just, tip in anything you want.
I will say this. That
thank you, Oscar.
There is something to be said about a T-shirt that a sponsor pays for and gives away. That's when you put the logo on.
Sure.
But if you are buying it, you shouldn't have any logos on it. That's my thought.
That's kind of where I was.
Right.
Yeah. He didn't give me a hard time.
Okay. No.
He didn't give me a
discussion.
Hard time. It's just, our T-shirts look pretty killer.
Yes.
I mean,
Yes,
is it okay to give the guy a plug that's doing them?
David
Hooker?
David Hooker.
Because he's got a great name, David Hooker.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
As a matter of fact, he ought to do, I like it, like, who's that guy, Hardy, that does those T-shirts?
Ed Hardy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. David Hooker, that'd be a good little signature.
I like that. Or how about a T-shirt that just says Hooker?
Hooker.
A ladies' T-shirt.
So we're finalizing the design for the show at the State Theater, and I am not exaggerating this number when I say we have 14 tickets left.
That's all. 7 for fat people.
14 tickets, is that as of this morning?
That's as of, about
like
a half hour ago.
She just gave you an update. 14. Yes.
So it could be 13 now.
It could be 12.
It could be, Mike.
But 14 tickets are left, and
or 9.
You know, I'm not, if we come in tomorrow and there are like 5 left, I'm not going to be
happy. Oh, you're tired.
You have to sell out today.
Do it.
I'm not doing the show unless we sell out today.
We can't come to work tomorrow and face Mike unless you buy the rest of the tickets
today. Now you're sending out a mixed message. Because you don't want to work tomorrow.
I think all of you, everybody in this room should be aware of the fact that I am beginning to get into the pre-State Theater mode, and you're all going to have to live with me for the
month. I don't think you need to tell us that.
Well, what it is on this show, and if I can lay it out there.
The real problem.
The real deal.
That's right.
You're all part of it, and you're all a large part of it.
Yes.
But it's always been my ass. It's always been my ass.
It's your name on
the
stationery.
I came in today and I said, how many have we sold? He said, there are 14 left. I'm like, damn it. And Rob's like, it's all right. I said, it's all right because it's you. It's me. I want you. You're fine with everything. You're passive with everything. I'm type A with everything, and it pisses me off when people aren't as active as I am. I want it yesterday.
What if when we had found out that there were 14 tickets left, I had flipped a table and punched Mark in the nose?
I would love it.
I don't know about that.
You're going to get the glasses soon anyway.
That's true.
I would love to see more of that.
More violence.
Not directed at me all the time. Because it's only directed at me. And it's only when I back you into a corner. I'd like to see you.
All
little bit more.
All right.
A little more Jungle Cat.
And as we get to this, I think I can tell everybody, I'd like to hear more, lack of passivity. That's what I would like.
More
proactive.
Okay.
That's what I want. And that'll keep me out of the insane asylum.
Okay.
As we are
for now
honing and we are creating the little segments to
perfecting.
Make this a wonderful evening for everybody. And I'm going to type A it from now all the way to the 31st.
That'll be fun. Mm.
I will be happy 5 minutes after the show. And I will be happy during. I will be happy during the show. I will be happy during the show. Don't get me started on you.
Okay.
You dodged a big fat bullet, Mr. Beach House, yesterday.
Johnny Beach House.
I need my privacy.
Anyway, and by the way, for the State Theater, I want you to, I proactively arrange, Buzz has his own dressing room.
Buzz technically could at that place, yeah. But it's too big. You know, it's
Well, the band will need a dressing room.
The band will need, that's right, so we only get one.
Yeah.
That's the way
it's fine. Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
We'll already be dressed when we arrive.
Now, another thing that has been added to the docket, Mr. Ronick. Mr. R. Mark Ronick,
yes.
I believe.
Don't what? Tell.
It's a surprise?
Yeah.
We can't. Okay.
But does it involve pasties?
I mean, it's your show.
No, but I mean, it's fun. Yeah. I think it's something that you're going to be excited about.
Very.
Do you have the song yet?
Oh, dear.
Well, yes, I do, Mike.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Are you excited about it?
Very.
That's going to be very, very cool. Nightingale. That's what it is.
That's all I'm saying.
It's going to be Nightingale. It's going to be fantastic. Now, moving down some more show business. We got the State Theater thing taken care of.
Right.
Okay, Oscar Santana taking another week off.
No. Excellent.
Oscar comes in to me today. This is so funny because he still does it, and it's great. Oscar comes down and he gets here early,
and I never get
and he pulls up a chair, and I know,
yeah.
I know now.
As
up.
Soon as Oscar pulls up a chair, I'm like, we'll engage in some small talk and happy talk, and then Oscar will mention whatever.
Did he call you
wherever
boss?
He's going?
Did
so he went.
Did he call you boss?
Probably
he does that
at
a lot.
Some point.
Yeah. I call everyone boss.
And at one point, you know, he will lay it on me like when he's not going to be there. That's usually what it is. Or something that's necessary.
I usually do it in the beginning of the show on the show.
Right. Right. You'll call me and say so. Yeah. Oscar. Oscar won't be here Thursday and Friday.
Thursday or Friday?
Okay. My question to all of you is when do we start docking? Mm. When do we start?
You can start on Thursday.
Yes. Start now. Yes. And do we know the reason he's not gonna be here? Shannon
in the morning. No. Not that. Believe it or not, it's not that.
It's not Shannon.
I haven't seen you in an entire week, but I sure do miss you.
You know what would be great is a 4 to 8 hour extension to your weekend.
That would be exciting. I will meet you at an airport of your choice, and I will come loaded with Lifesavers.
What flavors?
Peppermint.
Wintergreen.
And traditional five flavor. Shannon in the morning. RJ, what were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, Oscar, I'll be here. I'll volunteer to take you a share.
Absolutely. Oh, right. Yeah, whatever you like. Okay.
We're all set then.
His share of what? Not listening to the audio vault?
Rob, I'll give you more attention.
All right. Okay. Very briefly.
Don't do it right now.
Tell everybody, you told me where you're going.
Yeah.
And he's going to his brother's wedding this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So he will be gone Thursday.
And where is
I'm
that?
I'm gonna guess the moon.
No. I was going to guess, is it City Hall?
It doesn't get any more she-she.
Mm. Oh.
He's going down to a real she-she. West Palm Beach.
Oh.
That is big.
It's like we planned this. We
almost. Did. But I'm sorry, so it's in Florida you're traveling down for your 4-day weekend?
He's, look, I thought I was just going to miss Friday.
Right.
But then I looked at my flights and I said, well, it looks like I leave Thursday.
I can sympathize. Yeah. I will be taking a day in late June. Friday, I will not be here because I will be traveling to my nephew's wedding.
Yeah,
I will be going up, and that is in, Rob, what, pronounce the name of the town?
Skaneateles, Mike.
Skaneateles. You are, is it okay to say the
venue?
Yeah,
it's fine.
The wedding's taking place at Trump International
Golf Club. Of course it
is. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know where I'm staying when I go to my nephew's?
Where?
The Holiday Inn.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Like a normal
I was going to say, you know what?
It's the truth, I swear to God.
We still have an inn at that RV place if you want to try
it. No. You know, what sucks is this is being me. This is the ABCs of me now. Yeah. My sister sends me an email last night and said, now Mom's not going because Mom has chosen.
Right.
At 91, she's done. Oh, yeah. Traveling is done.
She's out. Right.
She's happy where she is and she doesn't want to go.
The honest truth is she doesn't approve of the girls.
And so she's got a room that my sister booked for her at the... Expensive.
Right.
And I can't go.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't
do it.
You can't pony it up. Right.
I can't.
I understand.
Not I'm not paying $350 a night.
Right. No. Good for you.
I'm not doing that.
No,
so
nor should you have to.
And so, you know, that's happening.
Did your sister, to talk you into it, did she send you a picture of the hotel?
No. She, you know, my sister, I said, I knew nothing. I told you last week. I know nothing of this area.
It's a rich area.
It's and I had no idea, like, where do you stay? Where do you do?
It's
and
upstate,
so,
yeah?
Yeah. So Kathy says, so I send her an email. This is my sister. This is my helpful sister.
Right.
Send her an email that says, got no idea, flying by. Can you give us an idea of some hotels up there? And the email response I got was, let me see, I've got to make sure, you know what? I got to bring it up. I got to bring it up. That's the
it
nice
was
thing
less
about,
than helpful.
Because, no, it was so unhelpful that I could not even recreate it on this very program without really
and Mike,
watering
while
it
while you're bringing it up,
yes.
And if we're talking about protocol and emails, yes. I found out that my brother sends me basically what my itinerary is for the wedding.
Right.
Because I'm the best man.
Now, when he sends you an email, is it all in Old English?
But he also sends me my confirmation for the hotel.
Right.
And
that comes by what, footman?
No, but what I had, what my impression was, if you traveled to a wedding, they should pay for everything. I guess. And
oftentimes, yes.
And that's what my father did for my sister's wedding.
You mean if you're in the wedding party?
Yes.
Yeah, if you're in the wedding party.
I don't know.
Or
what,
at least, you're the best man?
At least I pay for, I'll pay
I
for my flight.
I don't know what the etiquette of a destination wedding is probably.
Well, you know what? It gets dicey
no,
if you're in the party.
You're paying for the party. You're paying for the reception. You're paying for that. Not hotels.
Huh. No.
I don't think so. I don't think it counts.
I may have said something.
Depends on
to
the
my
circle.
Brother.
Oh, really? What did you mention?
Well, you're in a different financial zip code than your brother.
Yeah,
so,
I said, look,
entire zip codes are in different zip codes than his brother.
I said, look, I don't mind. Clearly, I just didn't know what the etiquette was because you're basically sending me a bill and say that I have to pay
right,
for this.
Yeah, right. Here's what it's going to cost you.
This is perfect. Okay. This is yes. Okay, this is the exchange. This is great. I love it when I have an example of this. All right. From my sister. Uh-huh. First email from her.
Right. Dear Dope,
please please let me know ASAP if you have made your hotel, you know, very busy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I think she's on vacation.
Well, she can send you a photograph of the letter R.
I think she's on vacation in the Caribbean. Yes.
Yeah,
must be nice. That's nice.
What are you doing?
I'm a bitter, jealous fart.
Me too.
You playing the odds with her being on vacation?
Please let me know ASAP if you've made your hotel reservation for the wedding.
Oh.
Okay. Rooms are going fast.
Oh, it's very urgent.
Help, help, help. And I want to make sure family is taken care of first. Yeah. You want to make sure of that?
Yeah.
It's okay. The name is Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. It's not.
Fill it out on the reservation form that you're making for me, paying for my room.
Not horribly elusive, that problem.
Okay. So I respond by saying, we're only going on the save the date. That's all I had. I had a card with a save the date info. That's traditional. Uh-huh. The invites go out later in the spring.
Right.
We're only going, this is what I write. We're only going on the save the date info. Can you let me know what hotel you want us to book?
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable question, right? That would give me some details, some options, okay?
At least put you in the neighborhood.
All right. Now, this is after, please let me know ASAP.
Right.
This is the response I get.
Uh-huh.
They are all close by each other, so it's really a matter of price.
Uh-huh. Hmm. Good luck. So, good luck
so
to
no
you.
Hello? Actual hotel was mentioned.
What is close by?
Yeah, you
what
know, you
the
got
F
know.
Are you talking about? For God's sake, I don't know where to go. So I was able to text my nephew, who got back to me in 5 seconds. And you know what these crazy kids did?
What?
They put a website up.
Wedding, that's
and
perfect.
You know what? Let me tell you, it's modern technology meets the modern wedding.
That's helpful.
And it was bingo.
Finally,
all the information I put, it was helpful.
Yeah, finally.
As a matter of fact, the website was featured on Tech 411. It was Todd Moore's favorite app.
But you know what? What a brilliant thing! And this is for kids that are doing this. I recommend highly if you have any kind of destination wedding, you put a website together and it gets all the information.
I'm doing it
there.
For my next wedding.
I'll see your email. And I'll tell you what I got from my brother.
Okay, very
good.
Because we have similar relationships.
They really respect your
boy. It's like, really, the emails are, you've got to let me know soon. But really, what I'm reading between the lines, if I forgot, I warned you.
That's right.
I didn't give you any pertinent information.
That's her covering her ass in the Caribbean.
Right. They want me to be there. That's right. I know.
And that's nice.
That's well, someone needs to perform, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I've got no greeting. I've got nothing except for, in all caps, this is your hotel confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So he made the reservation for you.
Yeah, but he basically saying it says And that's when I called him. I said, did you pay for this or am I paying for this? He goes, oh, you're paying for it, but I'm just letting you know that this is your hotel confirmation.
Oh, that's even worse. Yes. So he says, this is your hotel, but you're paying for it.
Yeah, because I was like, wait a second. I thought I was paying for this hotel. Did they like just say, F it, we're going to take care of our little brother?
Right.
No. What is the etiquette?
No. So the thing is that the family, but you know, I'm cool with this because this is a nephew. I'm cool with being 6 miles away.
I get
I'm very cool because then I can extricate myself.
It's actually better.
It's much better.
You're going to have to leave early if you're going to walk, though.
There is transportation provided.
A jitney.
I will not be in the place.
The wedding.
Well, that's, you know what? Maybe that's best.
I think it is. I think it's okay, and it's expensive and stuff. And but I know I'm going to go in there.
Awful rich, awful quick.
And I know I'm going to go in there, and I'm going to look around and go, oh wow, that's nice. There's not the other half lives. Hey, how are you? Yes, sir. I'm only the uncle.
You and your tuxedo T-shirt.
Only the uncle that went to every soccer game. Yeah, there you go. Well,
the other aspect of this was I told Mike that on Friday I'll be golfing at the actual club.
Oh.
And I've only done cart golf, and I'm not a big golfer as it is. And they give you a caddy when you go around and you golf with them. And I said, is there a cart that drives around and gives you alcohol? Because I would like that to happen as well.
Right. Of course.
And Mike looked at me like I was white trash. he said, come on, man.
They don't. Look, they might. Yes. I really don't know how it works at a Trump facility.
Yes.
The cart girls, we didn't have them at the old she place I used to be a member of. But I would trade places with you in a minute to be able. But I can't swing a golf club now because of the knee.
I tried to extricate myself out of that game.
I mean, thank God we're selling out this state.
Yeah.
Yes.
Soon, Rob.
I know. Say that every morning.
God, I wish it
today,
was,
really.
Jesus, why hasn't it happened yet?
All right, here we go. That's the way it should be. That should be the attitude.
Yeah.
That's it. But, you know, it's all right. It gets confusing when there are a lot of things like, I'm going to be on KCJJ. All right.
Such a winning mimic.
All right, very good.
I want to make sure you listen to that. Hi, it's your buddy, Rob.
Let me get to, before we go to break here, I have 10 questions for $20.
10?
You're allowed to ask 10 questions, and if whoever gets it in 10 questions, if you get it at all, I will give you a $20 bill.
See, Mark is hoping that the questions were actually about $20.
No. $20 to the winner. You have 10 questions to ask. You got to figure out a good way to do it. Narrow it down. I watched a certain movie last night, and I don't think anybody's going to get it.
Is it a black and white movie?
No. That's one.
That's one.
Have you seen it before?
That's yes.
Is it a comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Can that count as a question?
Yes.
Okay.
Three.
Is it of this decade?
No. You have 6 questions left.
Does it feature someone who you are normally a fan of?
No.
Okay. Oh, wow. Jesus.
Those are 5 questions.
So we've got a color comedy, not of this decade, starring someone that Mike is not normally a fan of.
Is the main character a female or a male?
Female. 6 questions.
Oh, is it... I was going to ask if it was a war movie, but no. If it's female, no.
That's 7. You have 3 questions left.
Not sure that should have counted as a question.
Yeah, you kind of hoard Buzz on that question.
Okay.
He's just talking.
All right, you can ask another question. Even though that was cheating.
The whole game is cheating.
That's right.
Is there a beach house?
Stop it.
Stop. That's not a question. Go ahead, Buzz.
Is it some kind of gangster movie?
No.
No, okay.
Are we
up to 8?
No, that's 7. You have 3 more questions. 7.
I'm going to stick with time because I think that'll help. Is it of the 21st century?
Yes.
I got a guess.
Go ahead.
Evita.
Oh, wait. It might not be of the 21st century.
Oh.
Sorry.
We're back to 7.
That's okay.
Questions.
So I lost that.
Okay. 1980s.
Oh.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay. That's fair.
All right. So
we got 2 left. We got two more.
Is it a John Hughes movie?
No.
Oh, jeez.
One question, and then our
Flashdance.
No, you're guessing movies now. And one more question.
And then we can guess.
Is it Barbara Streisand?
No. No, it isn't.
So that's 10?
We're out.
So I am going to guess a funny girl movie is...
It's really not super comedy funny.
Not an
but
all-out
it's funny.
Comedy.
And it's got a funny person in it who directed it. There's another
Penny Marshall.
Is it Penny Marshall?
No, it's not Penny Marshall.
So it's not, it can't
no,
be.
No, a girl didn't direct it, a man directed it.
So it's not big. I think your $20 is safe. I think you're talking in riddles.
I got one. Pretty Woman.
No. I will give you an actor in it.
Notting Hill?
No.
Oh, I like Notting Hill. Notting Hill's nice.
The year was 1986. Ooh. Or it might have been 1984.
Was the movie 1984?
No. Adventures in Babysitting.
No.
Strange Brew?
No.
I guess
I'll give you one of the actors.
Okay.
Michael Caine.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
The woman. Death Trap?
No.
Is oh no.
People are Hannah and her sisters.
Boo-hoo! Oh. Woody Allen movie.
Yeah. Rob Spiewak picks Mike O'Mara's gay movie choice of the day.
And I only owe him $20.
And her sister.
I have my answer. I'm walking on out.
What's that movie about?
It's about Hannah and her sisters. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, more fun and more thrills, including... what the hell is that? Including a farewell to winter, some thoughts on our good friend, Patty Heaton. Beluga is aging, and we need to get an update on something, because I'm starting to smell a rat. We'll be right back.
Ooh. At the summer camp where you volunteered, no one saw your face, no one saw
like this.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob Spiewak.
Mike O'Mara.
Wait Not. 855 Wait Not. 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Take it away, Rob.
Let me give you some statistics, Mike. 75 pounds. 2 inches off my neck. Over 10 inches off my waist. Over 10 inches off my circumference. I feel better.
And you're healthier.
And I am healthier. I am off all blood pressure medicine.
Right.
I'm doing 1,000%. I'm wearing... I got rid of 5 trash bags full of clothes.
Wow.
It was only 3 garments, but they were very big.
They're large.
No, I'm in all new clothes now. My whole body shape has changed.
Isn't
and I've never
happier?
Felt better.
Look how happy he is.
He is happy to the point where it pisses me off.
Just quickly, I saw my mom for the first time in a while this past weekend, and she has lost 27 pounds.
Wow.
And, excellent.
And this is actually a present that I got from my mom for Christmas. And I did it, and I didn't think she'd pull through.
Didn't think she'd follow through.
She's failed.
Well, thought she'd live.
No. Thank you, Rob.
I got the weight
it's cute
program.
When he talks English.
I didn't think she'd survive.
Yeah.
Right.
And she's happier than she's been in the last 10 years. She told me that with her own lips.
You know, she's done very well on it, and a wide variety of people do it. With Weight Not, you get results quickly, so you're motivated to keep going. Even our personal doctors are telling us that it's a great way to eat. Get involved today. 855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in, and we thank them. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time for another update. Where the hell are your glasses?
Yeah,
Mark.
What the hell is going on? You got money from the show.
I know.
To get glasses after your book.
Yeah, where is that money?
No, you know, what's going on with that, huh?
I was going to go through a listener. I had made an appointment on my own, and then excuse me.
Really?
And then I was gonna
with an ear, nose, and throat guy.
You nervous?
And then I was going to
Dr. Gurgle.
And then I was going to go through a listener who had said he could help me out. But,
right.
And then it's just trying
to
coordinate.
Yeah, because when you just get a check from the show. Why not just do it on the cheap anyway?
Yeah,
you know?
Because so what you want to do is you want to keep the
bankage. What it would have done is allowed me to have gotten a better pair of glasses at a cheaper price.
The last we checked, it was like the day after you were going to an eyeglass place.
Yes.
And you said, I'm getting them, they've been ordered or something like that. So you lied about that?
No, I didn't lie. I had canceled that appointment because of this listener.
He thought he got the hookup. You can't blame him for the hookup, but it's been 2 weeks.
We
it's
all
been
like
two
the
hookup.
Weeks.
Yes.
I love a hookup.
And then I admit, I get lazy. I get so focused in what I'm doing.
Get it?
And then I don't get out there and go. So.
Like eyes.
I get lazy for my own personal stuff.
Lazy eyes.
Are these the ones that still have the super glue on them?
Yeah. Or the spoons?
I will promise I am going to make an appointment for tomorrow to go get it. I promise.
I really was hoping that you were looking for new FUBU frames like online because you love the frame so much.
I'm weary of doing it online.
Do you like the glasses that CeeLo Green wears?
No. I like his cap.
There is a scene in, and I know you don't like it, Eastbound and Down. You should definitely check out this new season.
Okay.
So basically, Kenny's best friend has a foreign wife that he brought from
Incidentally,
Mexico.
Is anybody watching that show? Eastbound and Down?
This guy is.
I've heard people talk about it. I don't watch it.
Hey, Oscar, who has two thumbs and never misses Eastbound and
Your
Down?
Your boy right here. Oscar Santana. So The girl, he walks over to his best friend's house. His wife answers the door, and she's like in all this FUBU gear that's purple and like just doesn't look right. And he looks,
great.
He goes, he says, "What are you wearing? Is that FUBU? You're assimilating all wrong to this country. That's for black people. That's for them by them." It's like hilarious.
FUBU.
He goes, "You look like some weird grimace. Isn't take that off.
It's for us by us."
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And your boy, Mark Ronick, white and Jewish as the day is long, yep. is wearing the frames.
That's right. He's 24 hours Jewish.
When you bought your FUBU frame,
sunrise mm-hmm. to sundown,
did you process that at all? Did you have any, yes. was there any thought of that?
I knew what they were, but they were my favorite pair.
Really?
He just thought yeah. that there wasn't room for the whole label, Mike. He thought it was FUBAUM.
Yes.
Thought the end had broken
Fubenstein.
Off.
Okay, I want to tell a brief story, if I can, about your boy was sad this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Not this week, because I watched it on Monday. The Red Sox began their spring training season.
That's right.
This would have been the time this past mm. weekend when I was nervously waiting for my debut. And, of course, as
City
many
of Palms
of you,
Park, it's called?
It used to be, and now it's JetBlue.
JetBlue.
It's the brand new facility that they've recreated Fenway Park. Absolutely magnificently wow. beautiful stadium down yeah. there. And as you might know, there were over 100, I've heard as many as 250 people that auditioned for the PA announcer job down mm-hmm. at JetBlue Park. I was one of them. Then they narrowed it down to the top 10, where they had a website on the TV station website where they had the people, the pictures of all the finalists. Mm-hmm. And then I was informed that I was in the top three, that they right. had narrowed it down
wow.
to three people. And then the waiting game began, and they called me and let me know that I did not have the gig. And it was kind of a local thing. They wanted to go with a person that was there, yes. that was a resident there full time.
And at the time that you received the news that you did not make it, that you went that far, and your overwhelming sense was that of relief.
Yeah, it was relief, instantaneous relief, followed by what I still have today, yeah. which is total depression.
Okay, do not put your scissors into your leather furniture. Yeah,
put them down at this very moment. I really, really have been bumming.
Put them down.
Just, it's a sharp object.
There are lots of things I know. No, I'm keeping the scissors.
Oh, you're going to destroy your lovely chair.
Don't pull an Ari Lang.
Did he hurt himself with scissors?
He stabbed himself multiple times.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. A knife.
They were such a nice man.
He's much better, though, now.
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Then what?
You know,
well, then stabbing himself. Yeah.
Well, that's the winner. Advantage Lang.
Whitney, Artie Lang. Whitney, Artie Lang. Bye, Artie. Anyway, so I watched the spring training. I really have made a decision. I'm so bitter to a certain extent, and I said I wasn't, but I really was because I was disappointed.
Yeah.
And I watched the opening day ceremonies yesterday.
Mm.
And so,
in retrospect, if you had the machine of time. Do you regret watching it? Do you wish you could take back watching
no,
it?
No, because I'm still a fan, and yeah, I always
right,
will be.
Right.
And one of the things that they had us read was kind of the opening day script mm-hmm. or the rough draft of it. And then I noticed that they were using the TV announcer and radio announcer down on the field.
Okay.
And I just, you know, I'm creating all these scenarios like, well, if I'd been there, they would have been able to be in their broadcast booth because I would have been able to take care mm-hmm. of the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
Right.
I'm putting that. And then... and then I hear the guy.
Mm.
Then I hear the guy that Uh-oh. Got the gig.
The guy Uh-oh. That got your job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you?
Is
you're
he great.
You're rather a cunning mimic. Can you yeah. recreate the sound that he made on the television?
Hello, everybody. No, it was.
I wasn't there.
Just be honest.
Yeah. Be honest.
I just
yeah.
was so bummed.
Because
well, of course.
He wasn't.
But
as
is
good
the guy?
As
is the guy?
It wasn't like.
Right.
Good afternoon, ladies. Yeah. It wasn't that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was just like it was a settle. And it was like not being in the right place. It's what it look. I swear to God, I'm trying so hard not to be sour grapes, but here it goes.
Oh, here
sure.
Go.
It's so what our whole industry has become. Mm-hmm. It's everything. No one is hired on merit anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen.
He was hired by geography.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's bullshit.
Oh, Mike, the
and I'm here to say it
maybe
is
if you,
bullshit, yeah. and now I'll never get a job with them again because it's bullshit.
Well, maybe if you cleaned up your language, they would have hired
it's all
you.
The
but
swearing.
Jesus, I mean, I'm saying.
I think there's.
I'm not holding back now.
It's a harder damn it. And it's I don't know which is a harder pill to swallow. If they hire a guy who's not as good as you, because I see this too, you know, from time to time on auditions. Sometimes they'll hire a guy who I don't think is quite as good as me. Sometimes they'll hire a guy who's better than me. I feel bad in both cases.
I know.
Neither one makes me feel better.
Well, the best thing to do is get the job.
Yes,
you should take some solace though in this occasion.
I really wanted it. You guys know how excited I was about it.
There's a couple.
But you know what? It wouldn't have been. We wouldn't have been able to do the Justice to the State Theater thing that we wanted to do. And that's going to be more fun.
But more importantly, Mike, a couple.
By the way, Mike, we've hired a local guy to do your job at the State.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
He lives in Falls Church.
A couple key points. One, you would have. You would actually lost money on this endeavor.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's just the
yeah,
reality.
Yeah, I actually knew that true. Going in. I mean, I really, it was. Here's what happens. I'm watching, and out of the left field wall, they've got a door because that's where the clubhouse is for the Red Sox. And they're doing this thing, and they introduce Louis Tien, Dwight Evans, Carl Yastrzemski, these guys all from my era.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I would have been there. Mm-hmm. I would have been
there.
That's
the hardest
part. The money wasn't, but then again, it would have cost me money to be down there.
Yeah, it would have caused you stress.
It was something.
You think you're stressed out?
And I look at Carla. I look at Carla last night, and I said, 80 degrees down in South Florida. I wonder if anybody's enjoying my house down there as the guy that got the job that I wanted does the I was very, very bummed. Not that I don't mind being in Manassas where it's 50-40.
And second of all, and I didn't want to mention this while you're going through this process or when we talked about it before we came on the show briefly because I knew that you were upset about it, is that if you look at it, this is basically a marketing ploy. They wanted to get people excited for Red Sox spring training.
Yes,
they wanted to talk about it locally. They wanted to talk about bringing jobs, how this JetBlue Park is jobs to the economy.
You're right.
So if they would have hired somebody from Virginia.
And she was extremely honest about
yes.
it.
Yes.
Right.
She was very honest with me, the lady
they
down
let
there.
You know.
I still.
It would have been
know.
A black guy for the Red Sox that they didn't need if they hired the guy from Virginia
black
to come
guy?
Do the job in Florida.
It sounded like black guy.
It did, didn't it?
A black guy.
That's what I always hear.
So watch this thing, and then, you know, and then that's it. They had the radio and TV announcers do the announcing, and then there's a bit of a break as they're walking off the field, and then this guy kicks in, and it's the only time I hear him with the feed getting through the broadcast.
Yeah, right.
And otherwise, I'm just listening, you know, the whole time.
Yeah,
so
the background.
Let me hear. And, you know, it was just a moment of sadness yesterday because
it was
a little boy's dream. But the little dream is not practical.
No.
And you know what? That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
How many people in our business in radio
kind of defines dream?
Do they kind of say, hey, you get your dream job. Oh, by the way, you're not going to be able to feed your family on it.
Yeah. Right.
But hey, but you'll be part of this big thing. Oh, the guy that hits the ball, though, he'll make $40 million.
Sure.
He's going to do. But you that are, you know, an integral part of announcing lineups, you don't matter.
Right.
No, you
right,
don't
right.
So in
that's
a way,
you'll just
maybe
about break even.
Everything happens for a reason. But it was just, I sat there and, you know, Carla came in and I had it TiVo'd from Sunday and I was watching it yesterday.
Girl,
I was like,
so
what are you watching?
Off,
I said, what are you watching? I'm like, nothing. I'm not watching anything like that. And just, you know, all the newness of it and all the, it was just a sparkly, nice, shiny new ballpark down there. And, you know, it's just,
well, you know what it
my
is?
Pity party is over.
No, it's their loss.
It is.
I swear it is.
It would have been fun, but I think, you know me, and let me ask you this. It would have been fun for the first, like, two games.
No,
one game. You think one game,
one
and then it would have been a job?
You know they don't bring Yaz out for every game.
No, they don't. No,
as
they
soon
don't.
As he jumped in his rent a car that he's paying for, Love's not paying for, he's paying for.
Right, going to the extended stay motel.
Yeah. Fighting with the Wi-Fi at the extended stay.
No, as soon as he's trying to leave the park and people that live there or have traveled there to go to games are in his way, he would start yelling in his car and say, why did I do this?
I think maybe after the newness of the penny.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Should I contact? I don't want to say this guy was bad.
Oh, my God.
But should I but when I listened, I said, should I contact them at the end of the season?
Before the end of the season, what you should do, and you should frame it like this. Heard your opening broadcast. Congratulations. Best wishes for a great year. Just like you to know that I'm still standing by in case anything happens where you might need me.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
That's good.
How about
good.
You wait for the third game? Like yeah. the first yeah. game is just
third game. Yeah. Well, the
but
first
get it in before the end third, of the preseason. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Technically, the third game's already taken place.
So okay, you need okay. to send it now because yeah, it needs to it be now. Framed as a congratulations
yeah.
for the great opening of the park.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that you stand yeah. at the ready, and as you know, as a fan, if there's anything you can do, and what you can say is, you know, as a something of a noted broadcaster. Noted
yeah. And then at the end,
if there's anything I could
it's
ever
a good do, idea.
You right. guys helped gave me a lot of fun. If there's anything I could do to help pay you back, please let me know.
And at the end, you're right. Do you Skype Winky Eye?
Semicolon winky. Close parens. Yes,
yes. Winky, right. winky. All right, that's it. Patty Heaton, did you hear about her troubles?
Yeah, she's still that word.
I did not hear.
She's a C word.
Well, we've always really? Known that. What's
she
the latest?
Well, she got on her Twitter,
right? Yeah.
And she tweeted that that she really was kind of slamming that lady that testified
fluke.
Before. The fluke girl.
That's
she
Patty said, Heaton.
I believe
Patty
what Heaton. She wrote was, hey, G-Town girl. And she right. was that. It was veiled, but obviously towards this fluke girl.
And then suggested that everybody that she tweets should send her a condom.
Yeah, oh, and then also said,
nice
do you,
lady.
Do you also want us to buy you pizza and hot wings? Anything else taxpayers can pick up the bill
yeah,
for?
Yeah, yeah. Mm. She's a big.
I love the fact that yeah. she's getting involved.
What right. do you think about Rush's latest apology?
I think it's BS.
Yeah, and you know what? Hold on from that because I have the tape for the vault, so we can discuss that.
Okay, well, we'll do that. We'll get the audio vault with Rob Spiewak when we come back with more fun and more thrills. Welcome back to MikeOmeraShow.com. It's time for Rob's Magic Audio Vault, brought to you by, the Mike O'Mara Show animated series. We got a great one this time.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is Rob Spiewak with his greatest impression ever of Miami RJ.
It's a character.
And if you like Strine animation and you like that bit that Rob does, let me tell you something. This is probably the first chance for people that didn't get the Road Trip DVD
right.
to really get the unvarnished Miami RJ. And it's
flavor.
All animated, all for you. It's just fantastic. It's all new content, only available through this cartoon.
Right.
The Mike O'Mara Show animated series, only at MikeOmaraShow.com. Really, we sat here, Mark and RJ and myself, and watched it on Friday.
Yeah.
Unhinged
hilarious.
Our
yeah,
jaw.
Agreed.
It's amazing to me.
You guys were great.
It's so subtle, the animation, and he just does such a great job with it. I love Gabe Strine. And,
you and Rob did a great job on that as well.
Yes.
Yeah, Rob especially. Yeah. It was fantastic. Let's start the audio vault right now for Tuesday, March 6, 2012. Take it away, Rob.
We don't cover a lot of sports in the vault, Mike, but I think it's time we bring something very important up, that VCU is headed back to the dance.
VCU going to the NCAAs?
Yes.
Congratulations,
actually,
my friend.
Yeah, they defeated Drexel
yep.
59-56, and will be headed to the bracket. So let's hear it for the Rams, everybody.
Yeah. Totally empathize with you as somebody who, Rob and I both went to schools where they have an occasional visit. VCU probably more than AU, I would think, right? They get there more often than we do.
Recently, yeah, they yeah. have.
They've AU, I don't believe
oh,
going
this
year.
Oh, wait a second, Mike. I'm sorry. I need just
here we go. Let's go.
V! C!
For Patty Heaton.
You, VCU, VCU, go Rams, go!
So they're going to be in the NCAAs.
Yes.
Last year, were they in there?
Made the Final Four last year.
Oh, that's right. They made the Final Four. So VCU's got a program now.
Yes.
So,
and,
very cool. Congratulations on that.
If
I don't think it goes well,
who knows? Maybe I'll wear my ring.
I don't think the Eagles are going, though. I'm pretty sure the American University Eagles are not going.
But there's still some of the stacking is still yet to happen, right?
That's so, true.
Well, this is the drama is that while I'm happy for...
Is that Frankie again?
Yeah.
What the hell is happening to Frankie? Shut up!
Well, he just found out AU didn't make it.
I hope nothing bad.
Very sad.
Will you become more involved this year if they
go deep? I will watch the game.
He was involved last year.
He was not involved last year.
No, he wasn't. He's a fraud.
He was a fraud last year.
Rob's a fraud.
Don't you remember last year?
Yeah, I do.
I remember that there was some... There was a misunderstanding because one of the websites, one of ESPN's websites, put up the wrong date for a game. Okay? And you know what? I went and sought out what I thought was good information, and the information itself was flawed.
You went down to see Jones.
I'm not going to do that to you right now. But at some point, if
I will
they win,
watch the games.
If they get to, let's say, if they get to the Sweet 16,
okay.
That's fair.
If they get to the Sweet 16,
I will quiz you.
Good.
All right, very good.
American, I think, is out because they just lost in their little tournament, if I'm not mistaken.
You say that about everything.
Probably the Patriot League.
Yeah, WVU, I think, is on the bubble. They probably won't make it. They had not the greatest of seasons.
Right.
But I will root against VCU the whole time because Rob is a fraud.
That's wonderful. I will also spend the next few weeks rooting against Bolivia just as a country.
Yeah, I really did. I want to say this house today is just exploding with
activity. It's like Pee Wee's Playhouse.
It's really people calling, dogs barking, people in the yard. Jesus. Christ, what the hell is going on?
Insecticide being sprayed.
And remember, when
Manassas, where the normal world starts at 9 a.m., Manassas starts at noon.
And remember, if you hear the secret word, yell real loud, kids. You know, D.C., Mike, for years, has been suffering from a bad case of the Krebs.
The Krebs,
and,
yeah.
Now they're running a promo to show that Joe Krebs is retiring. He announced his retirement, I believe, the first day of March. His last show, Friday, March 30th, was just the day before our State Theater show. Yes. Here is the non-committal, we really don't care that Krebs is leaving promo that really looks like maybe Julia put it together on iMovie.
Okay, let's listen.
Here's Joe Krebs.
I want to travel with my wife. I want to enjoy my kids, and I want to enjoy my grandkids. What I will miss the most is the people I work with, especially Un and Tom and Danella. I mean, we work very closely together.
This is everything he is.
You're right.
This is as dull as he is.
Cotton balls.
Is. Absolutely. And it's not heartfelt. It is a shill for the next people. Hey, we need you to do a promo. Yep. What time you need me to be there?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll do that. Ugh, yeah.
Talk up your replacements.
Exactly. That's all it is.
That Aaron Gilchrist is going to take my place on the morning news. He loves the morning news. He wants to do the morning news. So I look forward to watching him,
Joey,
and Tom and Danella. I think they're going to be terrific together.
All right. Joe, we need you to write that yourself, okay? Let me see. All right, I'm going to go to my desk. Bye.
Bye.
I'm sitting at my desk right now. Okay, the guy that's going to repay me. I got it. He loves the morning news. What else can I say about it? Oh, okay. He wants to do the morning news.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
I'm done.
Thank you very much. Fine effort, you talentless slime ball.
Somebody put in some guitar music and lots of clips of Un.
Yeah.
Put in lots of clips of Un.
Un Yang is talented.
I like her.
She's actually very, very good. But, you know, it's just, wow. Blah, 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 blah. So long.
All right, someone who we do like is John Belushi. Did you know, and I'd known this and forgotten this, Dan Aykroyd was on one of the Hollywood shows last night, Showbiz Tonight, I think. Did you know that he was writing Ghostbusters for him, John Belushi, and Eddie Murphy? That's who the script was written for.
Hmm, really?
Isn't that fascinating?
Boy, at that particular time, Eddie Murphy would have made that film better.
Yeah, anyway, here's Dan Aykroyd talking about it.
Yeah, I was writing it for Eddie Murphy and John Belushi and myself. When I was writing the line for him, I got the call that he had died.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Buzz. Oh,
I wanted to add something. Animal House with John Belushi is being made into a stage musical, a Broadway musical. Bare Naked Ladies, who I think are excellent lyricists, are writing a Broadway musical of Animal House.
You can't do it because it's a Belushi movie.
You know, and I like it, but once again, how about an original idea?
Yeah, it's not a new idea. It just sounded like fun.
Spider-Man, and they're doing that, and you know, and I like Bare Naked Ladies, but I mean,
do too.
God, blah.
Anyway, just to close the book on Aykroyd,
Broadway used to be really all about truly original concepts
and experimental concepts.
Yeah,
that's where they'd sort of branch them out, not relive something from 40 years ago. Dan Aykroyd says if Belushi had stuck to pot, Belushi would still be alive.
The last summer of his life, not a powder nor a pill did he touch. Nothing. Just smoked a little bood. I was it. If he'd been a pothead, he'd be alive today.
Did he say smoked a little bood?
Bood.
Bood.
I've not heard it called
that. Have you ever heard it? It's bud, right?
But I think, could that be Canadian, you think?
Smoked a little bood.
No, neither a pill nor a powder touched his face.
Right, yeah. And incidentally, that holds true. If he just smoked,
yes,
he would have been okay if he didn't get behind the wheel of an automobile.
Right. Always drive sober.
Agenda alert.
All right, we mentioned it earlier. Rush Limbaugh went past his online apology. He actually broadcast an apology yesterday to Fluke.
Okay.
And tell me if you think this is sincere, or is this basically a subtitled, AOL, please come home.
And I again sincerely apologize to Ms. Fluke for using those two words to describe her. I do not think she is either of those two words. I did not think last week that she is either of those two words. The apology to her over the weekend was sincere. It was simply for using inappropriate words in a way I never do. And in so doing, I became like the people we oppose.
I'm going to pause it for a second there.
He
how
is
can you
so
use a word,
stupid.
How can
he
you use a word that you never use when you've
Jesus.
Used it?
Here is a guy, and this is the way it goes, okay? We know a lot of broadcasters, and I like to think it's the three and out rule.
Right.
You know,
yes.
Sometimes you get asked with the first screw up, sometimes the second. But usually, you know, here in this market, mm-hmm. yeah. I'll mention his name, the Grease Man.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He did it three times and he was out on his ass.
On yeah. the third
You know,
strike.
On the third time.
Yeah.
This is a guy, Rush Limbaugh, that
over
has
and
nine lives.
Again.
And yeah. he has nine lives because he makes so much money for Clear Channel. I mean, that's really right. the bottom line with that. But the guy's whole act is, it's the opposite of what, it's one of the reasons why I really don't think that I could ever do political
right.
radio. I can't pretend that I have all the answers.
Right.
Bill
right.
O'Reilly is great at it. Glenn Beck is great at it. And Rush Limbaugh is great at it. And people in radio land, this segment of the audience, they love to be told what to think.
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
They
yeah.
love guys that will tell them what to think. Man, I don't want to get political, but Jesus Christ, I see
in broad strokes
there is a douchebag on maybe it's MSNBC. He's a left-wing guy, and I don't even remember the name of the show, but he's just like the Rush Limbaugh for Democrats
okay.
and liberals. I hate all these guys. I hate these guys that want to tell you how to think. Rush Limbaugh's out of his comfort zone because he's so bombastic and he's such a total domineering individual, my way or the highway. He can't handle this right
well,
now.
Well, let's not let him get away with it this time. I mean, because what happens every time something like this comes up, and it does time and again with Limbaugh, he gets a lot of publicity out of it, and then it all sort of fizzles out and goes away. Let's put a drive him out of business.
The
let's put a stop.
And
to
you think that's possible?
The advertisers
I do.
Bailing is
I do.
What I don't think he would have made that on-air apology
yeah.
if the advertisers
that,
had
that
to start to bail.
To use your phrase, that's weak sauce. That apology.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It
He's
is.
Got three affiliates dumped him.
Yes,
he's
right.
got 340, right? Maybe
yeah.
even more than that,
right.
something like that.
Right.
Ridiculous amount of affiliates.
But the more advertisers drop, you know, we can hope.
Right.
So there are a couple things at play here. One, I take the politics out of it because his apology that he didn't apologize on Friday, and then he had a written apology over the weekend.
Which
right.
to me doesn't count.
Yeah, and then the apology that he dropped on us yesterday twice in the first hour of his program, and if everybody knows radio, the first hour is the most important hour to set up
sure.
a show.
Exactly.
So he does it twice.
Especially when you only have a 1 hour show.
But mm-hmm. he does it twice in a manner of, it's not an apology. He's
right.
apologizing for using that language.
Yes.
He's not apologizing for
he
what he insinuated about the young lady.
He can't. Do it.
He can't
right.
do it.
Because he's such a dick.
Yes.
Right. He can't do it because he's the Mr. Bombastic. That's the way he is. You know, oh, God, what a douche. You know, Buzz, at the same time, you know, with everything that I feel about him
uh-huh.
and the hate speech and stuff,
right.
you know, when we call for somebody to be driven out of business,
uh-huh.
we're forgetting the fact that any one of us could step on our units and say it at the same
That's
time.
A livelihood.
I hate to say that.
No, and this is coming from a free speech guy. I mean,
right.
and we're all free speech guys. And
he's a hate speaker.
It's not that I want to quelch his speech, although that would be nice.
Right.
I'd like to see the market drive him out of business. If there wasn't a market for Rush Limbaugh anymore, then he would go away.
But
and,
the fact
and I
is,
hope that if we keep pushing, that can happen.
There are many, many, many people in this mm-hmm. country mm-hmm. that like what his politics are and that like hearing that every single day.
Right.
And you got to realize that there is
oh,
that segment out there at the
it's,
same time.
Yeah.
I like seeing him because he is a hate speaker, and mm-hmm. he says this. But there are hate speakers on the other side as well.
True.
And what I would like to see coming out of this is just a toning down of rhetoric. I'd like other guys, the Glenn Black Becks, the Bill O'Reilly. I like everybody, and Bill O'Reilly doesn't fill in the
but
same
that's not
category.
Gonna, I mean, that's a nice thing to wish for, but
right.
that's not going to happen. Limbaugh's
well,
going to keep being Limbaugh.
But he's also not going to get driven out of business.
Right.
Not
yeah.
a chance.
Yeah.
Not a
but
chance
he's not
going to
tone
happens.
It down either.
No,
so.
He's not. No,
well,
yeah.
there is one
I like seeing him uncomfortable. That's all we're going to
yeah.
get.
Yeah. One thing that is really great to be kept in mind, it's really great when someone has all the answers and can paint, this is right and this is wrong and there's nothing in the middle. But
right.
there is very little situation in life ever that it's a clear yes or no. And if someone paints you a situation as a clear yes or no, he's probably wrong because there's always something in the
middle. He is, I've said this before, guys like Rush Limbaugh, and they don't represent everybody in the Republican Party, not by a long shot, but guys like Rush Limbaugh, it comes from a bigotry place. Mm-hmm. It comes from a racist place. It does.
Yeah.
Look at the track record. Look where this douchebag originates a lot of his thoughts. Mm-hmm. It comes from that space. And there are people that love to hate the different. Mm-hmm. There are people out there that dig it so much that it's that guy's fault. You know, and I hate to use Hitler, but Hitler, what did he do?
Do it,
he
Mike.
Mobilized all of Germany by saying, you know why your lot in life sucks? You know why your life isn't that good? It's because of those people.
Yeah. Over
it's
there.
Because of those merchants, and they're Jewish, and they're the people that are making your life hell. Mm-hmm. And in its purest form, he got people in such a frenzy that they believed this.
That's what Rush does.
You know, and the fact is, you know, when it all comes,
it was
look
simple.
At the stuff
it was
that he
black
says.
And white. Yeah,
yeah. I mean,
it's an extreme example. It's an extreme example of someone who says the other people do it. These people are evil because they think differently and they act differently than I do.
That spreads
but
ignorance.
You can't. I think that. That extreme cannot be applied to what Rush Limbaugh does because the fact that you in this country you get to hear all sides
right.
And you get to choose what you want to hear.
And there are enough people, I think, on both sides of the equation where I like to think it wouldn't happen. But I know that everybody's been in a situation. I know I've been in these situations where you get into a political discussion and people are so passionate now in this country and we are so divided that I know people that, and this is very important, that are afraid to speak up.
Yes.
That are afraid to go onto a patio at a golf course country club and open their mouths because they feel that they will get shouted down. Is that like getting your storefront broken?
No
it's not. No. But the fact is, when that happens, when the screamers and the haters, the more people that yell, the people that yell louder and hate more, when they shout down the voices of reason, that's when we might get into a slippery slope. And I just don't want to see it go completely the other. Do I want Rush Limbaugh to get fired? No. I actually don't. I really, really don't. I think that would be what Rush Limbaugh would wish on somebody that was of a different political belief than he is. I think we're above that. I think Rush Limbaugh, I'd like to see him uncomfortable and know that he stepped on it. I hate what he does and I hate what he speaks. But
I hope that would help.
But when we call on him to be, when you call on, you know, I hope we get him out of there, you're just as bad as they are. It's the same exact thing. The fact is, you know, it's not you because your ideas aren't necessarily correct.
I don't see anybody else spreading ignorance and hatred.
How do you know it's
and
ignorance?
Prejudice.
That's my point. My point to you, it is your, and I swear to God, you know,
look,
I agree
with
you on most things, but it's just like saying, you know, that their ideas about the economy and about everything, they might be right. I just want to see the rhetoric toned down and the hatred toned down so we can have dialogues. We have to have compromise because the people that disagree with you are not going to go away.
Right.
I just want to see us become adults again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the guys like Rush Limbaugh and people like Keith Olbermann, they've ramped up the rhetoric. And, you know, they're wrong. And it's like, you say the facts. Well, they can bring facts too.
Well, no,
you know,
when I say facts, I'm talking about calling Sandra Fluke a prostitute. That's not a fact.
Yeah, but no, you
and by spreading that ignorance and by spreading that hatred and prejudice, he's preventing the dialogue that you see.
I agree.
All I'll say about Olbermann is, although I know he's over the top, I agree with you on that, Olbermann doesn't get in the news. Limbaugh does.
Right. Right, because I think that you know it's
Olbermann
the way,
doesn't outrage the country. Limbaugh does.
Yeah, I know, and you know the thing about it is that just by I almost think by calling for him, hey, let's run him out of town, let's get him off the radio. That it makes us just like they are.
Because you
I know, really I don't feel good. I don't feel good about it, but I just love seeing him shut up.
I love seeing him squirm. I'll admit that.
We wouldn't want anybody, and we've all been in places where guys we know have lost their jobs over the dumbest things.
Right.
And clearly this is a different scenario here.
Right.
But you wouldn't want even your worst enemy at times to lose their ability to feed their family.
Yeah.
Regardless of how much of a hump they are or
and
what
the thing
sucks.
About, and he and boy, he is such a douche though.
He is
such a douche. You know, he really is. And then when you hear that apology, it's like, come on. You know what though? It's not that I'm gonna go so far as to say I don't think this is the man himself. I think this is
the oxy?
He is so terrified of screwing up his act.
Yeah, his act.
And his act is, I am always right and they are always wrong. Mm-hmm. And if he shows weakness. Right. He knows it's that over. those people that are spoon-fed his stuff every day are going to react violently
well,
to
which
that.
Is why on Friday when he came on his program, after the outrage had already started, he backed up what he said.
Right.
And then it went
because he got all the emails going, you tell her, Rush, yes. You don't back down, right. Rush.
And then you go Saturday, he writes a letter because he probably ended his show, got a call or went into somebody's office and had a conference and said, look, we've already lost 16 advertisers.
Right.
This is how we make this thing go.
Yep.
Bottom line.
And I have to agree at the same time when I say I don't want to be like them, when I hear Buzz say, you know, by a guy like this going away, if that would serve to make us more adults mm-hmm. and have the dialogue in this country a little more reasonable mm-hmm. and have compromise, some great Republicans, some great Democrats mm-hmm. that can get together and we can actually maybe figure out ways to do it. If that would help that, maybe I do agree
that
it would be good to see a voice like that go bye-bye.
Well, another thing
that...
Another
that
thing
is.
That Buzz said, and I think it was kind of lost there, is the market can determine that.
Right.
I mean, this is a business. What he says and people that listen to it is dictated by the fact that it's a business.
How about
if
something?
If the market accepts it, then it's going to keep up. But if it is an outrage and we do not accept it, then it goes away mm-hmm. because that's what's the
nobody's
common
buying
good.
It.
How about this? How about a compromise? How about he gives us half of his affiliates?
Brilliant.
I like
nice.
It.
Nice. Brilliant go. Win. Right.
And you know what? He really could have handled this a lot easier. I actually that's put right. together the apology he should have done.
Oh,
okay,
good.
And,
I mean, it's
and
very
then that,
simple.
That'll be our final
okay.
word on this.
He could have just said this.
I did not think. I do not think.
And there you go. That's your magic yay. Audio ball.
We'll take a break. Come back with Buzz and News right after that. Buzz, we got to do an abbreviated
understood.
Newscast. We'll be right back. It is time for Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by Netflix. Instantly watch unlimited TV shows and movies right on your TV, computer, or mobile device as often as you like for just $7.99 a month. For that free trial, just click the ad on our website for Netflix. A password may not be enough to keep a future employee from seeing all of your Facebook secrets. More companies are demanding the passwords to the Facebook accounts of applicants. In some cases, they simply require you log in for them so they can see what's there.
That's funny.
Student athletes, meanwhile.
Wow, really?
Yes, no really.
Way. I think it's funny. I think it's I great. I'd give my employer a password any day of the week.
Sure.
I got nothing on there that I'm embarrassed
right. of. Well, I don't think we have anything
let's
on our pages that are private, you know?
Right?
You can hide
maybe
photos.
That's because we live. But, you know, I think of the people that have sent me stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, delete that.
It's so
funny. How many guys do you think actually have like hidden photos of him and their friends like doing blow? Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
If I'm an employer,
you gotta find out.
I got to find that
hey,
out.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
I don't know. I hit the wrong button.
Student athletes, meanwhile, are being asked to friend their coaches so the coach can have access to all that friends-only information on Facebook pages.
Well, you know what I read on the internet? I read friend good.
Friend good.
Yeah.
The ACLU is fighting this, but even some employers are concerned because they don't want to be exposed to information for which they might be held liable later. Think about that lacrosse player's case,
yes.
for example, mm-hmm. as an example. But at least you won't have to wear a tie to your new job. A new survey shows that nearly 3 out of 4 of us, Mark applauding the loudest, Mike grimacing at Mark. The survey says 3 out of 4 of us believe neckties will be extinct in 50 years. More than
less.
Half of us think they'll be gone in 20 years. And nearly a fourth of us think men's ties will disappear before the end of this decade.
I just bought a couple of new ties.
I disagree completely.
I think they will always
there are too
I
many
agree.
Institutions, corporate right. institutions, that require that.
They never wore them
that's
on
right.
Star Trek.
Yeah, you know, and go up to court. And incidentally, for all of you folks out there that might be going into court, put a tie on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let me tell you
I
why.
I agree with you.
I'm not saying that. This is not random opinion here.
No, it's a fact.
I happen to... I'm somewhat of a famous radio
yes,
person.
You know
yes,
people.
Yes.
No, I hang out
they're
with...
They're connected.
I will. This individual will go nameless, but this will be someone who sits on the bench. And a question
Wapner?
Was asked of this particular Homeless individual.
Guy.
What
Judy?
Is... What have you seen change the most over the last 20 years, and what is something that kind of peeves you? And the response without hesitation was the way people dress when they go
lack
to
of
court.
Respect yep. for the court.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So if you don't think throwing that suit on when you go in there makes a difference, even for the lowliest traffic
make
ticket.
Make the effort.
Make the effort. It might pay off.
Turtleneck means hard time.
Speaking of stripes, one other fashion note, horizontal stripes will not make you look fatter, A new study finds a negligible difference in appearance between people wearing horizontal stripes and those who didn't.
I thought horizontal stripes made you look turbo fat.
That's what everybody thought until they did this study.
I don't know, Mike. Now, look at this picture of me in the rugby shirt.
Yeah.
I don't think you look fat in that shirt. I really don't.
You must keep that shirt and have it tailored for your new size.
Carrie hates that shirt. You know, when we did the newlywed game, that's her least favorite garment that I own. Yeah. I'll never throw it away.
We covered Limbaugh, but a quick tag to that locally. Hadid Carpet Cleaning has also pulled its ads from Rush's show.
Yes.
At least
really?
One.
Really? Yes.
Least, at, you mentioned
oh, the, that's right here in D.C.
The station
yes,
is. Dropped him. Limbaugh says he's not worried about losing any of these advertisers. Limbaugh says these advertisers can easily be replaced by all the ones he turns away every year.
What a dick.
He is.
Good luck, Rush.
Oh, what a hump.
John McCain says the U.S. needs to launch airstrikes against Syria to stop that government from butchering its own people. Electronic voting.
Incidentally, I would like to back up John McCain 1,000%. This is a dictator that's murdering.
It's got to be stopped.
That's murdering his own people.
It's gotta be
we
now.
Have to get involved in this. This is not weapons of mass destruction.
Not Hadid.
No. Different story. That was the previous story.
We would welcome that.
We would absolutely welcome that. Not the killing of people.
No.
We welcome Joe Hadid.
We're against killing.
Put a call out today. You might know somebody who represents Joe Hadid.
I read that this morning, and I'm on it.
Thank you very much.
Electronic voting seemed like such a good idea, but this week hackers were able to, and I'll say this with quotes.
I'll go a step further. I'd like to get him on the show.
Okay.
Have him come in and like explain his thought process. Okay. Love to hear from him.
I'd like to have him replace RJ. If it helps.
No, Rob.
Good comeback.
This week, hackers were able to, and I'll put this in air quotes, elect a cartoon character to the D.C. school board. The school board dared hackers to find holes in its voting system, and they did, electing Futurama's Bender to the board as a write-in candidate.
Can't they even pick a good cartoon character? Jesus Christ.
At JFK Airport this week, TSA screeners confiscated a woman's water bottle only to miss the dagger she was carrying on board a JetBlue flight.
Oh, daggers.
New research shows your appendix might have a use after all. The organ previously thought to be useless thanks to evolution now appears to be the source of good bacteria for stomach digestion.
Really?
People without appendices may have more stomach trouble than those who still have healthy ones.
That leaves the only useless organ as Brian Wilson with the Beach Boys.
And officials in Ohio are scratching their heads over a meth lab fire in a nursing home.
Wow.
One man died in the explosion.
At Elston Healthcare.
Call your mom. One man died in the explosion, and he is neither a resident nor an employee. And finally, in Apple Valley, Minnesota, a suburb of Minneapolis, police have arrested a man for driving a Zamboni on an ice rink. While drunk. His BAC was 4 times the legal limit, and he admits he had driven himself to work that day.
Oscar.
Tyrone, Pennsylvania, a suburb of nowhere, a man got pulled over for driving without headlights. When the man told the officer, "Thanks, buddy," and offered a high five, that's when they knew he'd been drinking. The officer's take on the high five, and I quote, "That's not how it works." I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. Do it yourself easily with the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps you get water and nutrients and gives the roots more room. Boom!
Zamboni!
Get more tips for a better lawn. Get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action and get up to $300 off right now.
Ooh.
Just click the right now.
Thank you, Mike.
Just click the DR ad on our website, the DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right.
Yeah.
Right.
And another proud sponsor of our live stage show. We'll be back tomorrow with another brand new one. Hey, sell that show out.
Please.
Today.
Please. Come on, I don't want to have to beat Mark up.
Come on now. I want to get you.
I'm getting pissed.
Thank you very much. Good job. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Bye.